Jacob deGrom, remember that name. Frankly, it's pretty hard to forget it. If you have young kids, sometime down the line, you can sit and regale them of stories about watching the best pitcher in baseball ply his craft every 5 days at Citi Field, and watch him on the road as well, too. It is amazing what Jacob deGrom has done and what he has become as the best pitcher in baseball. It's hard to argue that right now. Friday night, just another shining example from deGrom. A complete game shutout, second of his career, fourth career complete game, in total control both on the mound and at the plate, as a matter of fact. 15 strikeouts, that is a new career high. The two previous games he had struck out 14 each. 50 strikeouts in the first four games. That is a new major league record. The third pitcher to collect 14 or more strikeouts in three consecutive games. The two other guys that have done that, Pedro Martinez and Gerrit Cole. That's not bad company to be in. DeGrom retired the final 19 batters that he faced. And he drove in the first run of the game as well, too. Usually when Jake pitches, the Mets don't score. And they hadn't, up until DeGrom drove an RBI double the other way into left field and brought in the first run of the game. He later added a single in the eighth inning and came home on a Brandon Nimmo home run. Thus far on the season, Jake is hitting 6-for-11. You tell me you want to take the designated or put the designated hitter into the game in the National League. No, thank you. You know, if you've been privy enough to watch the Mets for a while, they always have a pretty good hitting pitching staff that hits. So DeGrom is one of the better ones. As a matter of fact, think about that. 6-for-11 thus far. He's no easy out. Plus, he batted eighth in the game as well. His earned run average right now is a ridiculous 0.31. And by the way, he's made four starts and he's 2-1. It probably should be 4-0. But again, that's life with Jacob deGrom, or life for him with the New York Mets. His career earned run average is 2.55. That is the lowest in franchise history, lower than the franchise himself, Tom Seaver, as deGrom moved below him with this effort last night. It's been a pleasure to watch Jacob deGrom anytime he goes out there, ever since he first came up. And he had that outstanding effort against the Dodgers in Game 5 of the NLDS at the time, before they went on to sweep the Cubs and eventually get to the World Series. And Jake gave up a couple of first-inning runs and then really didn't have his best up, but hung in there basically the entire game for six innings before turning things over to the pen, and the Mets came away with the win. He always does a tremendous job on the mound. And not only is he a great pitcher, but he's a great leader, and he's a great teammate as well. He can opt out after the 2022 season, but it's not going to happen because the Mets will definitely re-up his contract and renegotiate his contract. And if the Mets have any qualms about that whatsoever, the Met fans will not let that happen. I guarantee you that. Jacob deGrom will be a Met and retire in one uniform, which is another thing that's very important to him, which is another thing I love about him as well, too. David Wright kind of brought him up in that realm of, you know, being proud to wear just one uniform in your major league career. Jacob deGrom has been a Met. He always will be a Met, and he'll probably pitch for a very long time. It is amazing to watch him each and every time he goes out there. As I said, it's a privilege to watch him, and it's the way people should go about the game. It's the way people should treat the game. And like I said, a great teammate as well as being a great leader and a great pitcher. All right, so Jake sometimes disguises some other problems with this club, and we do have some problems. There's no question about that. Some guys aren't hitting. Francisco Lindor certainly hasn't reached his stride. He's hitting 204. Michael Conforto, although he had a good series in Colorado, he went 4-for-10, went just 1-for-10 in Chicago. He did have a couple of hits in the Friday night game, not of the hard hit variety. He blooped one in, had an infield hit as well, also drew a walk, so maybe he's starting to climb out of things. He's hitting 208. And Jeff McNeil has been totally frustrated thus far this season. He's hit the ball hard and off a lot, but is sitting there with just a 174 batting average right now. So that is rather difficult, and that's not going to continue. McNeil will get much better. I don't think there's any question about that. Problems for the Mets? Yeah, they do have several problems. Runners in scoring position, that has not been a forte of theirs thus far. And you go back to last year, obviously they had problems there. They hit a little bit better in that situation later on in the season, the last couple of weeks. But again, that was a truncated season, just 60 games. So keep in mind, they are probably not over the hump at this point in time. I think it will get better, but right now they still have deficiencies in that regard. And they've got to hit better in situations. They had a first and third situation early on in the game, and nobody out, and couldn't get a run in. And it took a little bit later on in the game, as I said, when Jake knocked in the first run, do all the work yourself. Mets have to do a better job in that regard, or, you know, eventually they're going to fall short. Also, the defense. The defense has not been great. Overall, the defense has not been great. The infield defense in particular. J.D. Davis has had problems. Even Luis Guillorme at third base, who was usually sure-handed. They have five errors at third base. They have 11 on the season in 15 games, but those five errors at third base certainly stand out. Davis has three of them, and Guillorme has the other two. So this is even guys with good gloves have contributed to the problem thus far. I think the Mets infield defense will be okay as we move along, but you get to key situations in games, late in games and late in season. Can that infield defense hold up? That remains to be seen. It was an Achilles heel for this team in 2015. Eventually in the World Series, it bit them badly and cost them the World Series, or that was a big reason, one of the big reasons why they lost the World Series. So that definitely has to get better. In the outfield, Dom Smith, still a question mark in left field, although he's played it pretty well. Overall, defensively, they still have some work to do, even though they've gotten better behind the plate with James McCann. The infield defense remains shaky to me and still remains a question. Starting pitching has been very good. Marcus Stroman right behind Jacob deGrom as far as being a stopper. He's been great thus far this season. 3-0, makes his fourth start over the weekend. Taiwan Walker has shown some good signs as well, too. Beyond that, it still remains to be seen. David Peterson is a guy who bounces back very well after mistake-filled games or poor games, but thus far he's had a couple of poor games. And then the fifth starter, Joey Lucchese, is really a two-pitch pitcher. They may have to piggyback with him like they did with Sean Reed Foley the other day. He was terrific. And we'll see how it works out. Carlos Carrasco is coming back. Eventually you have Noah Syndergaard, so I don't worry about that too much. But right now it probably is a slight problem for them. Bullpen, you've got Miguel Castro, you've got Trevor May, you've got Edwin Diaz. Those three guys are going to be relied on mostly. It's how Jeurys Familia and the others fit into the picture. Dellin Betances, whether he can come back from the shoulder impingement. Bullpen still has some questions as well. But the Mets, you know, considering all the stops and starts they've had to the season thus far, the postponements, the three-game COVID postponement at the beginning of the season against the Nationals, the time off they've had, plus they have a couple of off days coming up this week. It hasn't been the smoothest start to the season, but they're sitting pretty good at this point in time. Are over 500, barely, but nobody else is really doing much damage in the National League East. Eventually, they will. Teams will get hot, and the Mets, I think, will get hot as well. But right now, you ride Jacob deGrom as far as you can. Even with the off days coming up, the good thing is Jake's going to stay on his day, and he'll be out there every fifth day. So the more Jacob deGrom you get, probably the better off you are. We'll be back with another Mets podcast in just a couple of days. Enjoy yourselves, folks.